Sports Time is next, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll check out some notes for you on sports today, and we'll check out some of those track results and talk about the athletes headed to the state tournament. That's coming up next.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
In local sports, these athletes moving on to the state track championships next weekend in lacrosse at the Division II McFarland Sectional last night. Richland Center's 4x8 boys relay team advanced. Owen Dreyer, Ryan Stadler, Kiernan Culver, and Robert Budden. And Owen Dreyer advances to state in the 3,200-meter run after taking second last night. And senior Danica Pauls takes first in the pole vault. So good luck to all of those athletes next weekend. Four River Valley, Aiden Hill is going to state in the 200-meter dash. For Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee back at state. He had quite a day yesterday, finishing first in the 1600, and by the way, it was his birthday. The boys 4x8 relay team, Clayton Lee, Ethan Berkram, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, and Sam Jones finished first and are headed to state. For Riverdale, Kaylee Carter advances in the pole vault. A big day for Kickapoo Lafarge, boys taking first, girls taking second at the sectional in Bangor. Advancing for the boys, Landon Turgeson in the 1600, Adric Egge in the 400. Also, Adric is in the 200 going to state, and the 4x4 relay of Jeff Olson, Arlen Walter, Theo Parr, and Adric Egge finished first. Theo Parr advances in the high jump, Adric Egge in the long jump, and for the girls, Tierney Arndt is advancing in the shot put, the 100-meter dash of Vea Young, the girls 4x2, Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Avea Young, and also the 4x1, Katie Rando, Riley Cade, Chloe Walter, and Ava Young advancing to the next level. And in the 4x4, Katie Rando, Braylon Culver, Kendall Andelsek, and Chloe Walter, the discus throw, advancing to state, Tierney Arndt. Congratulations to Kickapoo Lafarge, sending a whole team of track to next weekend's state. Today in home talent baseball, Muscadet taking on Verona, and Black Earth is facing Mazamani tonight at 7. Tomorrow in the western section, Blanchardville at Argyle, Belleville at Hollandale, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb plays at Muscadet. That is a noon start for that game. Wyota at Dodgeville and Ridgeway at Scholesburg Benton. Ashton will be at Cross Plains and Lodi at Middleton as well. Sauk Prairie at the Dells, Reedsburg plays at Casanova. Milwaukee reliever Abner Uribe has received a one-game suspension and an undisclosed fine for his inappropriate actions toward the St. Louis Cardinal dugout earlier this week. MLB announcing Friday that Uribe had been suspended. He is appealing the suspension, so he was available Friday night and pitched when the Brewers opened a three-game series at Houston with a win. Brewers are currently trailing the Astros 6-2 in a game that can be heard on WRCE, the home of local news and timeless hits. That's going on today. 6-2 Astros, end of six innings. UW-Milwaukee baseball made history in the 26th NCAA tournament by defeating number 4 Auburn 13-8 in the Auburn regional opener, marking their first NCAA tournament win in 27 years, their first since 1999. The Panthers coming off a 25-31 regular season and a Horizon League title exploded offensively. Braden Horn hit a three-run home run in the first inning, and Charlie Marion added another in the fourth, giving Milwaukee a 10-0 lead by the fourth. They recorded 16 hits, including 7 extra base hits, and walked 6 times in the double elimination regional format. UWM plays the winner of the Central Florida versus North Carolina State game tonight at 7. If they win, they face the loser of that game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for a shot at a regional title. For the 160th time in NBA history and fifth time this season alone, a Game 7 awaits tonight. The defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder will be taking on the San Antonio Spurs to decide the Western Conference title. After a back-and-forth series that has seen both teams leading at various points, the winner will take on the New York Knicks in the NBA Finals starting Wednesday. Game 1 will be either Oklahoma City or San Antonio. The Minnesota Vikings have agreed to terms on a contract with Seahawks assistant Nolan Teasley to be their general manager. The Associated Press reports on that today. The deal for Teasley, who has spent his entire 13-year NFL career with Seattle, is reportedly going down. The Seahawks made the playoffs 9 times, reached 3 Super Bowls, and won 2 of them during that span. That is an update on sports this Saturday. I am Phil Nee.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.